Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. An 82-year-old murder defendant has entered a not guilty plea in Marinette County Circuit Court. Raymond Van Evenhoven is accused of killing a young couple at McClintock Park in northern Marinette County 43 years ago. For years, the father of five children has lived in Lakewood, just 20 miles away from the murder scene. DNA led authorities to charge him with the killing of 25-year-old David Schultes and 24-year-old Ellen Matthews. And the first steps toward bringing broadband internet service to rural areas of Marathon County will start next month. The county is partnering with the consulting agency Design 9. A survey will be conducted to determine what sort of technologies will work best to make sure everyone can be online. Marathon County leaders expect to see the results of the study by the end of October. The Community Blood Center is hosting the annual MASH blood drive later this month in Rhinelander. Themed like a MASH unit wartime medical center, the drive seeks donors of all types, says Community Blood Center's Rachel Sonnentag.
So we have the grill out, so free lunch for all of our presenting donors. We have, of course, the ever-popular T-shirts. The T-shirts this year have been reviewed very highly, so we're excited to showcase those. And then we also have our annual summer promotion. So anybody who is presenting to donate at the Rhinelander MASH will be eligible to win one of four $500 Wisconsin Adventure gift prizes.
The prizes can be used at a number of different activities here in Wisconsin. The Rhinelander Hodag MASH blood drive is being held July 18th at the Rhinelander National Guard Armory from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sonnentag says it's preferred if you schedule your blood donation at 800-280-4102 or go to communityblood.org to schedule online. Walk-ins are welcome. And a report filed in U.S. District Court Monday finds conditions at the state's youth prisons are improving, but problems remain. Monitor Teresa Abreu made a three-day visit to Lincoln Hills May 31st through June 2nd. She found bathrooms are still dirty, but there's a problem with staffing shortages and guards are still using pepper spray too often. Abreu told the court the staff members still don't have the skills needed to calm inmates down or restrain them properly. Governor Tony Evers signed a bill Monday giving the Department of Corrections an additional 6 months before the prison must be closed. And the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says it's working with state and local officials to investigate the death of a state worker at Volk Field on Monday. The victim's identity has not been released. The DMA says the employee died while performing their duties at the military airport in Juneau County. Details of what caused the death have not been released. And a 36-year-old Janesville man is going to federal prison for 15 years for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Royal Powell pleaded guilty in March. He got into trouble for firing a gun at a group of people at a Janesville gas station last August. He was on probation for three separate felony convictions when he fired the shot, which resulted in his arrest and going back to prison for 15 years. And the Public Service Commission is being asked to approve a water rate increase for Madison customers. The 8% bump would mean the average residential customer would pay an extra $2.20 a month. And La Crosse will make leaf pickup a priority this year, but that also means the Western Wisconsin City won't be putting up any Christmas decorations later. Mayor Tim Cabot has told council members that the city doesn't have enough workers to both pick up leaves and hang Christmas tree lights. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, patchy fog late, otherwise partly cloudy, low 58. Wednesday, sunny, high near 88. And then Independence Day, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a very summer-like 85 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.